In Washington, D.C. is Linda Kenyon. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Right back at you. Well, it was an interesting day yesterday when it came to Iran. It almost looks like things might actually change there.
Well, the president did say that he heard, and this is, quote, on good authority, that the Iranian regime has stopped executing prisoners. Not prisoners, I should say, protesters. But I also have to say that there is some disagreement on that point. In fact, Senator Lindsey Graham, who is a very strong Trump supporter, he said, and this is a quote, every indication that I've seen says that the Iranian regime's killing of protesters is still very much in full swing. The death toll is mounting by the hour. So the president saying that the Iranian regime is not executing protesters, as I say, is a matter of contention. But the Pentagon has confirmed it's moving a carrier strike group from the South China Sea to the Middle East. This would be part of a buildup of military in the region because of various possibilities. One is to launch any large-scale airstrike against Iran because the president has said military airstrikes are not off the table. And also to protect U.S. forces in the region because Iran has said if the U.S. does attack any part of its country, it will go after U.S. military forces in the region, and it will go after Israel.
Well, now, later this morning, you're going to be covering a news conference with the Crown Prince.
Well, actually, this is going to be an investment event on health. So that is separate from that. However, yes, I am the White House press pooler today, so I will be in the room.
Okay. Let's talk about health care since that seems to be the big one.
Yeah, the president officially released what he called yesterday his great health care plan. He did so in a video message. It's a framework for a health care that would replace the Affordable Care Act. Frankly, it doesn't include a lot of details at all. It does reiterate the president's desire for health care savings accounts, and the president called on Congress to pass this framework, but it does not answer many questions. For example, when would it go into effect? How much money would go directly into the pockets of the American people so they could buy their own health insurance through these health care savings accounts? I did ask a question in the briefing yesterday. I said, what about any discussion about coverage for pre-existing conditions, which is presently part of the Affordable Care Act? And the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told me that there is no provision at this point for any coverage for pre-existing conditions, so no protection for that. But she did seem to indicate that this is a work in progress and there will be further discussions.
I'm curious to know how somebody can give away something it's not theirs to give away.
Specifically regarding the Nobel Peace Prize, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, President Trump accepted the Nobel Peace Prize yesterday from Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. She was meeting with him at the White House, and then she went up to Capitol Hill and met with U.S. senators. Machado was the very popular opposition leader, but was not allowed to take office because Nicolas Maduro prevented that from happening. The president and the U.S. has ousted Nicolas Maduro. He faces charges in New York. He's still imprisoned in New York right now, awaiting trial on drug trafficking and other charges. And Machado has said, you know, the president is very unhappy he didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. She said that she would give him hers. Now, the Nobel Committee kind of weighed in on that and said, no, you know, you can't do that. You can't give away. You can't transfer. You can't rename somebody as the winner of a Nobel Peace Prize. But so she gave it to him yesterday, but her name is still on it. And the president posted on social media last night, Maria presented me with her Nobel Peace Prize for the work I have done. Such a wonderful gesture of mutual respect. Thank you, Maria. So and she, of course, said that she gave the award to him because it was recognition of his support for the Venezuelan people. But the issue remains, the president did not win that prize. He may have a very good chance of winning it next year because it will be for actions committed in 2025. The Nobel Peace Prize for Machado went to action she committed in 2024 and was awarded in 2025. But he's been very upset he didn't get the prize. He continues to say that he solved 8 wars, sometimes he says 9, and he should have gotten the award. Well, now he has the award, although it's not in his name. It remains in Maria Machado's name.
It just seems real weird to me that she would do that. However, it's a nicely framed thing with her name and everything still on it and presented to President Trump. I think she probably figures, hey, you know, this is about peace, and if this will help further peace in my country, then, you know, I don't need an award for that.
Yeah, the president has often said he doesn't need an award, but then he says, why didn't I win the award? So now he's got the award. He didn't win it, but he has the award. Machado says that other prizes in the past 200 years have been given over to others, and this has certainly happened in the case of Venezuela's history, and so she wanted to make that gesture. This comes despite the fact, by the way, that the president has not supported her as interim president in Venezuela. Instead, it is Delcy Rodriguez, who was the vice president in the Maduro regime, and she is now the interim president. And Machado has no official position in the new Venezuelan government, at least not at this point.
Linda, I'm hearing that there's going to be a ceremony at Mar-a-Lago this afternoon. A highway is being named after the president.
Well, I'm not really following with that per se, although I would not be surprised. The president is very willing to accept, as we've just discussed, awards. In fact, he has been repeatedly telling the media that in Iran, the protesters have renamed a street after him. So this would seem to fall into place, that various things named after the president is very important to him.
Linda, as always, we appreciate your great reporting. I know it's going to be a busy day for you today. So, you know, hang on, and we'll talk with you on Monday.
That sounds good. Have a great weekend.
And thank you for the drill down.